From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For the first time today, the U.S. military accused Iranian intelligence of providing weapons and support to Sunni insurgents in Iraq. Several times over the past few months, the U.S. has accused Iran of smuggling weapons into Iraq, mostly for the use of Shiite militias. Iran is a Shiite Muslim nation, and its support for the Shiite political forces is longstanding. But today, the U.S. military displayed Iranian weapons it seized this week, weapons the military says apparently were destined for the enemies of Iran's Shiite allies in Iraq. NPR's Mike Schuster has more details.
There have been some recent hints from U.S. military officials that Iranian weapons were finding their way into Sunni hands. But today, Major General William Caldwell put the charge on the record.
We have, in fact, found some cases recently where Iranian intelligence services have provided to some Sunni insurgent groups some support.
Caldwell, who is spokesman for the U.S. military in Iraq, pointed to the seizure of weapons on Monday in the Jihad neighborhood of southwest Baghdad, a Sunni neighborhood. Caldwell said a tip from a local resident led to a specific house nearby.
They found a black Mercedes sedan in the front of the home. On the back seat was a recently manufactured Iranian rocket. They opened the trunk. Inside, they found some recently manufactured weapons from Iran. They found more weapons from Iran as they went through the house and through the backyard.
Today, the U.S. military put some of those weapons on display, including mortar rounds and the 107-millimeter rocket from the back seat of the Mercedes. Major Marty Weber, a weapons expert, said the markings on the weapons plus their shape all point to Iran as their source.
The unique and significant thing about the stuff that we're seeing now with the Iranian signatures is the year of manufacturers. The lot numbers that show in 2005 and 2006, that is stuff that was not here prior when you had Shia insurgent groups who were fighting, the Saddam regime. This is the stuff that has been come into this country since coalition forces have, come in and liberated Iraq.
The U.S. military did not explicitly say the weapons it displayed today were intended for Sunni insurgents, but that was the implicit message. Nor did Caldwell offer an explanation why Iranian intelligence would provide weapons to Sunni insurgents who could very well use them against Shiite militias or civilians. He also did not address the possibility that these weapons could have been purchased on the black market. At the same time, Caldwell conceded that Iran has been providing far more support to Shiite groups in Iraq. He also repeated the charge made earlier this year that Iran has been smuggling into Iraq the parts for bombs known as explosively formed penetrators, which can disable a tank. He said Iran has also been providing training to Iraqis on how to assemble and operate these EFPs. But Caldwell did not specifically accuse the Iranians of providing these bombs to Sunni insurgents. He called any Iranian involvement in Iraq outside interference.
The death and violence in Iraq are bad enough without this outside interference. Iran and all of Iraq's neighbors really need to respect Iraq's sovereignty and allow the people of this country the time and the space to choose their own future.
It's been nearly 2 months since the U.S. and the Iraqi army began the new security operation in Baghdad. That has contributed significantly to a decrease in the number of civilians killed and wounded in the capital, Caldwell said today. But unfortunately, that has not been consistent throughout the country.
From January of this year through March, there has been an increase in civilian casualties across Iraq. That is, victims that have been both killed and injured by car bombs and suicide vests.
As the Baghdad security operation has unfolded, it appears that Sunni insurgents and Shiite militiamen have in many cases left the capital and focused their operations on other locations in Iraq. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Baghdad.